rnz/seniorfocus.
Welcome. This is Friends to the Ends with Boily. And crikey, it's good to be back. It feels like, well, since February, I've, for one reason or another, have not been able to go live. So we've been playing some of my old shows, which I never listened to again, unfortunately. But I've kept them just in case I might want to listen to them when I get a bit older. That aside, talking about older, we've got Michael Chun with us tonight. Michael, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm excellent. Thanks for the tip-off.
That's all right. Mm. So good to have you here, Mike. And in fact, you inspired this particular topic that we're having for the show tonight. Tell us all about it.
Well, we thought we'd refer to and play songs that pin us to a very specific time in our life. So it's not so much about whether we think the song is particularly good or excellent or powerful.
No. I mean, some of these songs.
Important, you know.
Yeah, these songs may not be on our top 10 of all time.
The stories that will embellish the choice of song will move this audience so they weep.
Well, it's about storytelling. And the way I kind of thought about it was, you know, when you smell cut grass, it takes you back to your childhood. And there are songs that, you know, they don't smell like grass, but they take you back without even thinking about anything. It takes you back to that moment in time. So that's what we're going to do tonight.
Hear, hear.
So given it's my show, it's your theme, I thought I'd start first. And I've chosen the song, the first song that I can remember ever that gave me that tingle down the spine when I heard it. And it was on TV in 1974. It was an advertisement on a black and white Murphy TV. I remember lying in the lounge. And the promotion for the album came out, Volume 7, Solid Gold Hits, for those that probably, actually anyone that's listening to this that's old would remember them, number 7. It went up to about number 35, I think, but number 7. And the first trackside one was All That I Can, The Air That I Can Breathe by The Hollies. And it was like, wow, I just had to get that on. So I convinced Mum to go out to the farmers to go and buy that for me. I think it was $3.99. And I played it and I put it on and I thought, this sucks really bad because it didn't even sound like it. But of course, I only heard the chorus. So that's why I'm going to play the song right now, The Hollies.
Can't think of anything.
to have a quick chat with Simon because he said if the stories don't get any better than this, he's going to stop producing the show, Mike. So,
oh, no, you're going to cry.
It's going to suck. I thought, well, it was kind of a motive for me, but clearly it's just not a great way to kick off the show. So I'm actually hoping that you will be able to restore some level of, I don't know,
Boyle, substance. I'll just continue where we started.
Okay.
As we evolve into a perfect state.
Right. Okay. So,
do I keep going?
It's your story now, yeah.
So, I do believe that songs catapult you back to a moment in time. The best ones are involuntary. So, you might be in the car and a radio station plays it, and all of a sudden everything vanishes. So, if I was in the car and a radio station like Cool and Groovy played My Sweet Lord.
Yes.
I would be back in Apia in Samoa in the Surfside nightclub with Tim Finn, and we called him Tank because, you know, Samoans are big.
Right.
But his name's Gene. I hope you're not. One of you.
He
Gene,
could be
love you, Gene.
Yeah.
And a big thunderstorm came rolling through, and everybody outside and the garden bar ran inside.
Well, makes sense. So
yeah, and so Tim and I ran outside in the rain and rounded up all the Heineken beer bottles, which were probably two-thirds full. We lined them all up in a row at the front of the stage. The band was having a break. And the record that the owner of the Surfsider was playing all the time was My Sweet Lord. So as he played it, I would pick up one bottle, shake it up and down, and spray from head to toe, Mr. Finn. Then he would pick his turn, and we ended up being evicted from the nightclub.
So they'd be like dueling Steinlager bottles or something.
Heineken, which was very exotic.
Yeah.
And so My Sweet Lord, it doesn't have that Hare Krishna kind of aspect for us. It's all about being kicked out of a nightclub in Apia because we were drunk.
Let's have more have we listen to him then.
Think about it.
Okay.
I've had too much to drink.
So, Mike, that's kind of how the whole song goes, doesn't it? I mean, there's another 3.5 minutes of hallelujah, and is that good?
Well, the thing is...
Is that a 12-string going on there as well?
It is a 12-string.
Yeah, thank you.
It was the end of the Beatles, you see, that year, and we all wondered what was going to happen, and then George jumped in first, pretty much, and we took it for what it was, which is essentially a deeply repetitive Hare Krishna, Hare Bowl, Toilet Bowl.
Well, he was into that, though, wasn't he? I mean, the boys went to India a few times to find themselves.
They did.
Or a few other people, and some serious drugs as well, from memory. But I love that song, and I really want that album one day on vinyl, but I haven't got it at the moment, so it's a good story. It's probably a little better than my...
Hey,
but it's not a competition. It's not a competition, is it? Because we're not going to... No one's scoring tonight. Just because I won the last two shows at this, not this one. So
shut up.
Okay.
Your turn.
All right. Well, I'm feeling a bit awkward now because Simon's put the pressure on because he thought my first story sucked. And it kind of... It wasn't meant to sound that way, but it's going to sound even worse now because, of course, music for me was... a time of finding things, and in particular, girlfriends was top of mind. Yeah, you could roll your eyes, Simon, but yeah, I did. So, Romeo and Juliet by Dire Straits. I tell you the story here. The when Radio with Pictures were on with Karen Hay, who I did spend a little bit of time with in the old days on Radio Live, which I thoroughly enjoyed, actually. I got kicked out. Mum and Dad had the Philips K9 colour TV in the lounge, and I was kicked out into the dining room and had the Murphy old black and white TV, and I was just lying back on the old chair, and blow me down, Dire Straits came out, and it was a video, Romeo and Juliet. It was probably, I don't know why, it just made me stop and think and just listen to the whole song. And it was this kind of weird dude walking through a maze and singing the lyrics. The video wasn't anything to do with what captured my imagination. It was the words, the lyrics, and the melody. And it just stopped me in my tracks. And I have a wee bit of a shout-out to one of my buddies, one of my best buddies, Michael Gallagher. He's in Dubai at the moment. He's going to come back here one day. But him and I went to see Dire Straits in 1986. 66,000 people in the... it was called Lancaster Park in those days. It was the largest concert in New Zealand by that time. And when they sang Romeo and Juliet, we swapped our old girlfriends' names. Instead of Juliet, we called them Jenny and Janet. So
I thought you were going to tell us you swapped girlfriends.
No, I don't think we did, Mike. But anyway, we'll try it. Shall we play the song? I'm playing it. I am. There we go.
A love struck Romeo, sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find the streetlight, steps out of the shade, says something like, you and me, babe, how about it? Juliet says, hey, it's Romeo, you nearly give me a heart attack. He's underneath the window, she's singing, Eli, my boyfriend's back. You shouldn't come around here, singing up at people like that. What you gonna do about it? Juliet, the dice was loaded from the start, and I bet, and you exploded into my heart, and I forget the movie song. When you gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong? Juliet, on different streets, they both were streets of shame, both dirty, both mean, yes, and the dream was just the same. And I dreamed your dream for you, and now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals, when you can fall for chains of silver, you can fall for chains of gold, you can fall for pretty strangers, and the promises they hold. You promised me everything, you promised me thick and thin, yeah. Now you just say, oh, Romeo, yeah. You know, I used to have a scene with him. Juliet, when we made love, you used to cry. You said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. There's a place for us. You're not a movie song. When you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong. Do the talks like the talk on the TV, and I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. I can't do everything, but I'll do anything for you. I can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you and the way we used to be. All I do is keep the beat. Company, and all I do is kiss you through the bars of a rhyme. Julia, I do the stars with you anytime. Now, Julia, when we made love, you used to cry. Said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. And there's a place for us. You know, the moon is song. When gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong. Julia, yeah. And love struck Romeo. Sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low. With a love song that he made.
Sorry, see, I can't help it. One song that I just sang in front of the mirror, word verbatim. I had the lyrics for a long time, and it took me a long time to actually, because I don't remember lyrics, but I'm actually not too bad on that song. But a very emotive one, Mike.
It is.
And, you know, girls have that kind of impact as in your informative years, do you think?
I think now? More to the case, we had that impact on them.
It's a very good point. I'm not quite sure if I don't think it was always a positive impact, but it was an impact.
It's profound impact.
Well, I enjoyed it. I mean, around the, 15, 16, 17-year-old, that is just where everything's just so cool, right? Everything's new and fresh and interesting. And even Dire Straits was interesting.
Can you and I go to a pub one day so I can tell you how I found those years to not be like that?
Really? Well, okay. Well, we could do that. Okay, shall we say that for a radio show?
Okay, let's close the show. We're going to the pub.
So it's your song next. And of course you had to throw a Beatles track in.
Yeah, I had to, yes.
Well, that's just...
So this is 1966.
Yeah.
And the song didn't come out then, but... Well, it must have sort of. New Zealand songs came out later than they did in the mother country, England. Anyway, this is all ties into my first days at boarding school, where... I would lie in bed thinking, where's my mummy? Where's my daddy? Where the fuck is everybody? What am I doing here for these cocksuckers?
Walking
around with black dresses and bibs because they dribble, and I got caned on day one. So I was lying in bed.
Yes.
Probably on day two,
It's
actually.
Not an enjoyable time.
And my hands were still sore. Because when they applied the Dell cane, but they used to put... poisonous metal razor blades in there to so the pain would last for weeks and weeks.
They didn't.
So let's go sensibly to this moment, lying in bed.
Yep.
And we were allowed to have the valve radio on, which fed the whole dormitory. I don't know how many in the dormitory, 100.
What, you're all in one room?
We all had single beds and four bays.
Okay.
You know.
Yep.
And We Can Work It Out came on, and I must have heard it a few times subliminally in my suburb of Otahu, which is home.
Right.
Home. Not boarding school.
So you...
Mummy and Daddy.
You...
And that song just... I just lay there thinking, this song is saying to me, endure this place, because we'll always be here to love you, Michael. We are John, Paul, George and Ringo. And to this day, whenever I hear that song, I am back in that bed in 1966, even though I was thinking I would give anything to not be here, it told me that it will be okay.
Well, why don't we hear it? Because you've just given a wee spin on
it.
A wee
I wrote it too, by the way.
So this is where we tell factually true stories tonight.
Okay.
Right.
Next time.
Try this one.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out, we can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. A chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out, we can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime. Try to see it my way. Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. While you see it your way, there's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out, we can work it out.
That was the Beatles. And Mike, I mean... It is just what it was, right? But hearing the
McCartney's singing is just so perfect. One, two, John Lennon on the harmonium. He pauses. He doesn't play them in time.
It's a space.
He couldn't keep time.
No, but in saying that,
he was always stoned.
They kind of played some really good songs as well.
Don't get me started.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you lost that one against the Rolling Stones. From memory, but anyway, we're talking about stories about taking you back to that time. And that time for me, the next track, this is one of my favourite bands. In fact, I'm wearing the T-shirt tonight. Was the second concert that I went to in my entire life. My dear sister Janice took me. It was 1982. It was at the Christchurch Town Hall, and it was Devo. Now, Devo was a band that I thought, wow, they just blew my mind just how quirky and cool and just way out there and kind of connected to everything that I thought was pretty fun and funky, and particularly with electronics and synthesizers and their kind of get-up. They had boiler suits, they had the energy domes, and then they came out with this album called New Traditionalists in 1981, and the... Track 5 on side 1 was Going Under, and that was my favourite track on that album. And the concert started off with Devo coming out on conveyor belts. Unbelievable. Playing their guitars, playing the drums, and playing their synthesizers. And it was just absolutely magical. And then I got to see them about 30 years later at Villa Maria, and they play Going Under at the beginning again. So two little trips back time. And I still think Devo's still one of my best favourite bands of all time. And here it is, Going Under. Sends wee tingles down my spine. Simon, do you get tingles down your spine at all or anywhere else?
When someone wees down my spine, I get tingles, yeah.
Right. That's why Simon's not allowed to use the mic ever again, right there. What's good that... What about... No, I'm not even going to ask you, Mike. I'm going to... And it's not that... Don't encourage that, yeah. Will you? Because... I kind of promoted this show, and now I'm not going to be able to again because it just will get so many broadcasting concerns. That's all I'm saying. Moving on, we were talking about putting songs on that aren't cool, and you put this one on. A certain person I know very well who's in the studio this evening was surprised that this track is on. Is there a story that's really good, though, to kind of make the song sound better?
Well, you know, it could have been a Gregorian chant that still catapults me back to that spot, that place, that day, and the environment, the social environment, the genemic environment. You like that word I made it up? Because I was short of a word.
I could see you suffering.
Okay, so I'd left school. I can still see myself walking down the corridor of boarding school on my last day. I'd just done scholarship mathematics, the second paper. Did you know that the integral of 0 to 1 of 3 x squared dx is 1?
No.
Yeah, so all those things, I was kissing them goodbye.
Who?
Off I was, who?
Who were you kissing goodbye?
Calculus, permutations, combinations, all that shit I did at school.
But you were going to do that at university, weren't you?
But no, it's my story.
Okay, sorry.
So I'd spent 4 years since first hearing Love Me Do wanting to be in a band. And so here I was walking out the school gates thinking, I'm going to be in a band. So I had to find that band.
Yeah.
And...
Who did you have in mind?
I didn't care.
Okay.
Yeah. So I used to go, and we all did it in those days, to acts, bands and halls in the classified ads in the Herald. Do I need to repeat that?
Yeah, acts.
Acts.
Bands.
It's ACTS, not AXA. Acts, bands and halls.
Yep.
So it's, you know, saxophone player wanted for crap jazz band at the Troika restaurant in Fort Street.
Nice.
Bass player needed for three-piece metal band.
Did you put your hand up?
I did.
Did you?
And I rang him. And this guy said, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And I recognised his voice.
Who was it?
I said, are you Wally Wilkinson? And he said, yeah. And wait a minute, are you Mike Chun? And I said, yeah, I am Wally, you fucking crazy bastard. He was the opposition at school.
Was he? Yeah. In what way?
He was in the rugby band. Oh. Well, a sort of crap band.
Right.
And me and Tim Finn and my brother were so bad, but we were a band.
Yeah.
No, we weren't really.
No, you wouldn't have been that
anyway,
bad.
So I went along to the audition. Except it wasn't an audition, because if they hadn't hired me, I would have peed on their feet. And I was in a band. We were a three-piece, me, Alan Maher, Wally Wilkinson, and Alan was the guy that would find gigs. So we played the Mangere Community Centre.
Yep.
How many people?
Five.
Naught.
Wow.
Not one.
So
there were two people at the start, but there was a fight outside, so they went out to watch it. Anyway, cut to the chase. Alan one day said, we're going overseas. We're going overseas.
Where were you going, Stewart Island?
At Waiheke.
Oh, nice.
And so he had secured three nights of dances, the Waiheke Island Christmas dances.
Well, that would have been quite good in those days, because there was only, what, one ferry once a day, so no one could get off, had nothing else to do, and they would have turned up.
At the Ostend RSA Hall was Moses.
Yeah?
You're about to laugh.
I'm just Moses who?
That's the name of our band.
Oh, sorry.
We were called Moses.
Were you?
Yeah, everyone said that's a really bad name.
That's really bad.
We never changed it.
No.
Anyway, so here we are. We arrive at Waiheke, which really was a land of drugged-out, acid-drenched hippies. It was a very different place to what it is now.
Yeah.
And we checked in at the house they gave us. The lawn was about 2 to 3 foot high, and we sat in it as a bit of a joke. Sat in the long grass on a hot summer's day. That night we were doing our first show overseas at the Ostend RSA Hall. We had our Led Zeppelin songs, our Joe Cocker songs, we had Alice Cooper songs, we had all these songs we were going to play. How many originals?
None.
No, not one.
Did you get a bit of hay fever in that long grass?
Shut up. And the radio was with us and it played Summer Breeze.
What, when you're in the grass or when you're...
Sitting in the grass. Think about it. Has a song ever encapsulated, epitomised summer, the sense of summer, than Summer Breeze? And to this day, when I hear it, I am back on Waiheke Island, having escaped the boarding school life. I'm about to play at the Ostend RSA Hall, and I'm in a band. And it was just magical.
Sounds like freedom.
Bloody hell.
Hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. A paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jazz under my mind. days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune, and I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there. I'll care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen.
Summertime. All over again, Mike.
And the living is easy.
You're an easy laugh.
If you... Oh, well, yeah, I know. That's, yeah, well, I think
can
we've got that
you?
In common.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I think so.
I like laughing.
I like laughing a lot. I smile a lot. I try and smile. But notwithstanding that fact, heavy metal band listen to Seals and Croft on a Friday afternoon.
Wait a minute. Wait till we get to the end of the songs. It gets worse.
Well, we've stopped it because I was starting to lose the will to live at the end of it.
The songs.
Yeah, right at the songs.
Right,
okay.
It's your turn.
Can I talk about this one?
Of course.
So this next song, and everyone knows the song, and it's I didn't put it on because of that fact. I was working on my brother-in-law's farm when I was 15. So after school cert, which was in 1980, I spent 2 months working on my brother-in-law's and sister's farm, and I knew that the results were going to come out in kind of mid to late January, as they do, and all my friends were really excited. I was petrified because I knew how much work I had done during the course of 1980, and I had done very little, and the results actually transpired to reflect the work that I did, which meant that I didn't pass actually anything other than geography. So yeah, it wasn't that funny, Jane, actually, you know, when you're laughing like that. It was quite, and then, of course, I was on the farm and my mum rings up and, oh, your exam results are in, David. I thought, oh, cool, mum. She said, shall I open them? I said, okay. And you could hear the anticipation of the letter ripping open, and you could hear, oh, look at that. And then there was silence. And I mean deathly silence.
I imagine.
Yeah, and there was a few D's and C minuses. And oh, you've got a B. You've got a B, David. Oh, that was for geography. So passed one thing, feeling incredibly embarrassed. I really let down mum and dad. And worst of all, I was hanging out with really brainy mates as well, which sucked. They said they weren't working. They said they weren't studying. They did study and they worked really hard and they got A's and cleaned up and they're ringing each other up and ringing me up saying, oh, how do you go? I just wanted the world to kind of swallow me up. So I was feeling incredibly negative and sad, and I was shifting some hay bales, which is not exciting, thinking this is going to be what my life's like for the rest of my life, given my academic capability. And I just backed up the tractor into the hay barn and had the radio going, and Fleetwood Mac came on. And if you listen to the lyrics, don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Just it kind of gave me confidence and made me smile and think, I just got to get over myself. And actually, I'll probably fail next year as well, but I'm going to have a really good time, which I did too. I failed the next year. But this song always takes me back to that moment. The album obviously came out in 1977, but the lyrics connected with me then, and it pulls me back to that farm and the time, and it makes me smile.
Yeah, they did.
So what's funny, Mike?
Nothing.
So we just heard the Blues result. Sounds like they've pushed the Crusaders out of the final. Is that right? Well, you don't care, really. I mean, let's face it. It was 2003 the Blues have actually won anything, to be honest. Isn't it?
And that's when... what's his name? The first five ran into the far corner.
Was that, our first five?
Carlos Spencer ran through, brushed aside all the Crusader pussies and ran right round to the corner of the...
Right.
And then he kicked the conversion over.
Yeah. We never really liked Carlos that much. We thought, Andrew Mertens is so much cooler and he's actually, he's a cool dude.
He's
I know.
He's a choir boy.
No, he's not.
He looks like something out of a choir.
Yeah, well, actually...
No, my Lord is my shepherd.
Okay. Getting back to storytelling.
Is it my turn?
You've got Alice Cooper, who I met. Did I tell you? I met him personally. Have you met him personally?
Never.
Yeah, good. So that's one up for me. So, Alice Cooper, tell us your story. Why are you going back to I'm 18?
When you're at school and you want to be a Beatle, you imagine, okay, I'm going to have to sing. And so I've told you about Moses, my first band.
Yep.
And we did about four songs off the Love It to Death album. Everyone's laughing in the room. Why?
Well, we're just talking about... is that the first Alice Cooper's album?
No, it's his third, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Love It to Death.
Yes.
And 18, I said, I'd like to sing one of the songs. And Wally Wilkinson, God bless him, said, why don't you do 18? Because at the time, actually, I was 19.
Yeah. Well, makes sense.
And so there I was up on stage at the Barrett Ball, looking down at my sister, who was a Barrington girl.
Yes.
And I walked up to the mic. I thought, well, you know. And then I went to the microphone and I got a huge panic attack.
No.
I sounded like one of the chipmunks.
Well, maybe we kind of your voice broke for the first time or something like that.
I was 19.
19, okay.
Think about it.
Just trying to work it out.
No, that was mean.
Well, it sounds terrible that
and
you
it
felt...
Was demeaning. Anyway.
In front of your sister as well.
I got a taste of what it must be like, to pursue a life as a lead singer. And I guess later in bands I was in, I had lead singers that were champions of the nation.
Yes.
And so... whenever I hear 18...
It takes you back to the Barrington Ball.
To the Barrington Ball, with my sister looking up at me like, what do you think you're doing? And all of that kind of crap. But there's just... Can I have one moment of pride?
Sure.
Yeah, so about 6 months ago, my son, who's 19, Johnny, had some mates out at Bethel's Beach, and they were sitting around waffling on.
Yes, you do.
And I was sitting there with them at the table, and one of them went, "Nine's form on my face and hands." And he stopped.
Really?
Yeah. And I thought, right, mate. Yeah. I went inside, got the guitar, came out. I said, "Shall we start that again?" And I know all the chords were singing. One, two, three, four. E minor to C to D to E. And this guy looked at me like, holy shit, he's come down from heaven. So 18 also allowed me to be a rock and roller and show off in front of my son's friends.
There's nothing cooler than that, I would have thought.
It was a glorious moment.
So it kind of took you back to two moments.
It did, and I didn't have to sing it.
Which is really good.
Singing is so difficult.
Yeah, I know. I can't. But why don't we hear Alice sing this one then? Just for a wee bit.
Just like I did, yeah.
Okay, we'll give it a crack. Simon, we'd say... Ah, there we go. You're just moving the wrong knob for a change.
And hands, lines form from the ups.
ups and downs. I'm in the middle without any plans. I'm a boy and I'm a man. I'm 18 and I don't know what I want. 18, I just don't know.
Can you remember that far back, Mike?
The Baradine Ball?
You were 19.
Yeah, I was 19.
Okay.
But the best time in the Baradine Hall was when Citizen Band played there, and there was a girl at the back of the hall with a fluffy white blouse, and now she and I have got four children.
That's Bridget?
Oh, sorry. Don't give it away.
Okay. Oh, she's like you. She's so much nicer than you deserve, I think. She's gorgeous. She's lovely. Anyway, it was lovely seeing her. Actually, just a wee nod to Play It Strange on Thursday night. We had a splendid evening at Roundhead Studios. Thank courtesy of Neil Finn letting us use that wonderful space. He's got the second only Neve.
Came out of the Rolling Stones studio in Woodstock.
Unbelievable. I mean, that's history plus right there. And that was a splendid evening.
It rocked.
They were cool. The artists were great. Okay, we're getting close to the end, so...
No, we're not.
Yeah, well, we are, Mike, because it's... Yeah.
Oh,
the big end's nearly on the five.
I want to keep
going. We can stop now because it's my turn. It's my turn. So this story will make you laugh, though. Thanks, Simon. Another very good friend of mine, Tim Holden, and I somehow ended up in a bar very late at night. It was called The Dispensary, I believe, on Victoria Street, probably about 15 years ago. And we'd both come up from Wellington, been at a conference or done something. Anyway, we ended up, and they had bifolding windows out to the pavement. And it's a small bar, but in the bar was a jukebox. You just love jukeboxes, right?
I love them.
I love them as well. So at that very moment or time, we were absolutely amazed and loved a band called the Fun Loving Criminals. And the song that we really liked was Scooby Snacks. We liked it that much that we put Scooby Snacks on 20 times in the little bar. And we were sitting in the front of the bar window with the bifolding windows open, and people were walking by, and we were singing Scooby Snack song 20 times. Well, we didn't get to 20 because we got kicked out, but that's another story.
Uh-oh.
But there were people walking by, and they would come and join us in the chorus. And every time I hear the song, it just makes me smile. So, Tim, if you do listen to this, because I'll make sure you do, because I'll send you the link to the podcast, this is for you, buddy, and we're going to play a bit of Scooby Snacks right now.
Cooler
because
the air conditioning blowing over my thighs.
Yeah, but you've been in bands that are really cool, and you know a lot more cooler people than me. That said,
no,
we both love music.
Yeah,
you're going to finish tonight off, and it's been wonderful to have you on the show, Mike. And
thanks for the invite.
We're going to do some more later, but this last song, Citizen Band, which I think is quite. Well, why did you choose this track?
Well, okay, it's. Being in a band is are all about the different is. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Keep talking.
The people in it and how the sum of the parts work. And Citizen Band, for me, at times with the different tracks, were perfectly matched. So this is a great song with a great lyric. It's got metaphors all through it, sung well. Two, Greg Clark, the guitar player, his lead solo is out of this world. My bass playing, God, it's so superlative, I can't even continue. And Brett Eccles on the drums, play this baby, will you?
Yeah, it's going to play now.
I'm just being indulgent.
No, it's great.
One in every crowd shouts you down from great heights. It's all right. One in every town tells you why. When you fall, they all sigh, say goodbye. Even acrobats get scared when they look down. Even acrobats get scared when they look down. We'll
juggler's eyes, like parrots in cages of strange light, from blues to reds, there's magic in his hands. They all said, you lose a few when you win in thunder and lightning. No wonder even acrobats get scared when they